If you're in the session, you'll hear an announcement. By the way, I don't have any sound here because I'm using earphones. So maybe I could put an earphone in case anybody talks. And first, I'd like to say hi to Halima, who's from Tashkent. She's someone who is learning together with us. Halima, I don't know, can you talk? If you can talk to some of the people who are listening. But I haven't got any audio. When I tried to do this through the PA, the echo just got really bad. So I switched that off, actually. So anyway, well, for the recording, I'm Vance Stevens. I'm in Al-Ain, UAE, with a bunch of my colleagues who are learning, some of them for the first time, about this program. And I have Illuminate on the screen. I've uploaded my PowerPoint to Illuminate. I've also got it in SlideShare. In fact, let me just go get it from there. This is the SlideShare URL. In Illuminate, you can run what's called a web tour. And the web tour is here. Okay, so if I put that URL there, I can run my slideshow in a web tour. Okay, so that's actually, I think, more convenient to show it there. I have to get it where I can actually scroll it. Let me just make that big. Okay, there we go. So Illuminate is what the program used to be called, and Blackboard bought it. So now it's Blackboard Collaborate. Can you see the slides okay? Okay, and this is the URL that we use. And as I mentioned, Learning Times has donated this to this entity called WebHits. It's where the people have been around for the last decade, just meeting regularly online. We meet at least once a week live online and learn from each other. So Illuminate or Blackboard Collaborate is a very popular program. It's kind of similar to Adobe Connect. So there are lots of programs that people use to meet online. They're all very similar. But you might get a different version when you use it. So you shouldn't be surprised also if the version you're using now changes, features are added, things kind of, you know, it's just like any other software that they're changing all the time. So usually they make it better. Sometimes you lose something that you wanted, but pretty much they're the same. They're all pretty easy. John popped in. Was it your first time ever to Illuminate?
I've been to a session at the e-learning conference in Sharjah.
Okay, yeah. In fact, the e-learning conference in Sharjah is going to be virtual next time they do it in April, and they're going to use Zoom, which is an even better thing. Hi, welcome. Okay. Oh. Yeah, actually the iPad version, there are a couple of things that aren't supported. One is video. It doesn't seem to have the sound controls that you have. In fact, actually, come to think of it, I need to configure my sound because I might not even be talking here. So one thing that I'm going to show you that you need to do before you start talking is you go to Tools. This is if you're on a PC, and Audio, and run the Audio Wizard, and that's going to take me out of this in this for a second. Oh, so it can't run while I'm talking. Okay, I've got to stop talking. Okay, running. I'm leaving for a moment. Halima, she's the only person who's... I was just asked if I should do the audio setup wizard each time. Yes, you really should, because you can be thinking you're speaking through a headset mic and you're actually speaking through the onboard mic, so the sound is distorted at the other end. I like a USB mic, and especially it's got a nice long tether, and you can. Sometimes if I'm giving a presentation, let's say at Zayed University in Dubai, you know, one of the TESOL Arabia conferences, I can sometimes arrive for the presentation before and see if the Wi-Fi is working. And if it's working, I can then connect and I'll give my presentation like this and record it. So I've got several recorded presentations just done that way on the fly. And I get remote participants by tweeting. So I couldn't tweet from here because Twitter is blocked, Twitter and Facebook, unfortunately. But I did announce this on several lists. In fact, it was a little inconvenient changing the time. It was originally supposed to be yesterday. I announced, you know, anybody in my community who wants to join us, please join us. And then we changed it to today, so I quickly wrote back and said, oh, that's on Wednesday or Thursday, and then 10 o'clock, 6 a.m. GMT, and then we changed that, and so anyway. But Halima has persevered, although she seems to have, oh no, she's still there, okay. Halima, we can read your text chat, but we can't hear you because I haven't got the PA set up here. So anyway, so this is basically what we're doing in the program. You can run a video if you want. Maybe I could just switch mine on just so you can see how it works. And it was working earlier. Sometimes it's a good idea. It takes bandwidth. Now, it doesn't seem to be operating at the moment, although I was working it earlier. But anyway, you have some emoticons here. You can raise a hand if you need someone's attention. Daniela has found the laugh out loud. You have up here, this is the web tour which I'm running, but I can also switch to the slideshow. Let me just make sure I get this, because when I switch to the slideshow, you can do a screen share. You can share a screen which is a little bit slow. This is the slideshow version. Okay. Now you can see. So you couldn't see the screen share, the web tour. Oh, that's nice to know about an iPad. I haven't experimented with it that much. So some things work on the iPad and don't work on the iPad, I should say. But I'm sure they must develop that. I mean, for example, video doesn't work on the iPad. Well, that's a logical partner with Illuminate and iPad. Okay, let me catch up in my slideshow then. So we were here. And this is a place where you can load in content. You can also bring in content by opening. You open the whiteboard that brings in content. Okay, all right. This indicates that I'm recording. You can dock or undock the chat. Actually, you get several views. If you go to view, you can restore a default layout or you can choose some other layouts. So there are various things you can do. Okay, and I'm advancing the slides. The moderator can advance slides like this. So that advances for everybody. So this is basically an overview, what I just said. It says you can move text around the screen, speak by clicking on the mic icon. By the way, you can allow multiple mics if you want. There's a tools view which lets you go to audio. This is for a moderator, and you can increase the number of simultaneous talkers. The disadvantage of this is that if people are not wearing headsets, they'll create an echo. So if you have disciplined participants, you can up the number of talkers, but if you have a lot of students in the mix, let's say they haven't used it before, then it's usually a good idea to make people raise their hands if they want to talk. Okay, so and you can upload PowerPoint, and as I just showed you, this is how you do it. Okay, so you pull down the file open. This is one counterintuitive thing. And when you click whiteboard, then it will start asking you where you want it from, and ask you where to place it. Just say okay, select from your computer your PowerPoint, and then just say okay, and it gets loaded in. You can see it here. The moderator can see this view. You can see all the PowerPoints that were on. So that's how you do it if you want to run your own session. You can have, how many PowerPoints can you have? You can have one after another, but they're all, you have to go linearly. You have to find the one where one begins and another ends. Sometimes people do that. They'll queue several PowerPoints. You can put images and other things up there as well. You can also have a whiteboard. The whiteboard is the first thing. That's the public page here. You can have some fun real quickly if you want. You can draw things. You can, if you get your webcam to work, you can put a picture from your webcam here. Oh, someone's got a webcam working. Mary does. Let's see. I think it's Mary's webcam. Good. Okay. That's Halima. Halima, we can see your webcam. Great. Halima, click on the talk button and let's get that big, and I'll put it on the screen. Okay. Anyway, to get back to the slideshow, if I can remember where I was, we were how to upload a PowerPoint. So you can also show video, share on the screen. I showed you the whiteboard screen. You can do a screen, an application share. This is useful if you want to go on a web page and then have the user scroll. What you're looking at is in the middle of the page or whatever. But it sometimes creates lags on your computer or on remote computers. So what I did earlier was I showed you a web tour, which you can show complete web pages, but you can't scroll with people. So you have to talk them through the scrolling. Or you can conduct polls, or actually I think you could do a web tour with Socrative, or you could give a Socrative URL and people could take your polls. And you can show the results here on the screen. But there's also a built-in poll tool here. So anyway, as I mentioned, this is the place we use. It's given to us by Learning Times. It's on about a 10-year grant now, so it doesn't seem, every now and then it stops working, and we write them back and say, it stopped working. They say, oh, we forgot to renew the grant. Okay, it's working, you know, another hour. So, but anyhow, it's been very reliable. There is, as I mentioned, this is a secret. You don't want to put this on a recording and send it around the world, you know, because people will then find out that all they have to do is scroll down here and you can become a moderator. This is useful to you if you want to use this. It's underused, basically. I've got a calendar. I don't know if I can show you the calendar. If I have it here, I don't have it just queued. Maybe I can go to it in a moment. I'll go to it. Let's see. If I go here, there's a live calendar, I believe. Okay, this is the calendar. This is what it actually looks like. And you can see, these are all the reservations that have been made for this place. This is December. Nobody is using it until the 22nd. That's Morteza from Iran. And even next week, next month, when we have EVO, there's no one has booked it, so anybody can use it, but you have to reserve it. You have to put your reservation on the calendar, and you have to write your times in GMT. We have to keep the lingua franca because it's used by people around the world. You don't have to pay for any of this. All this is all free. There has never been any funding for Webheads. It's all... You don't have to register. You just go to that website, find the moderator entry. You have to reserve the room. We need, otherwise you might, by chance, it's happened once in the last 10 years, I had the room and had forgot to make a reservation and someone else came in and we had to go find alternate. it so rarely happens, almost never. So, oh yeah, I didn't want to mean to leave that up so long because it's a big secret how you can become a moderator. So then, just when you do launch it, you'll notice that on a PC, you're asked if you want to run the application and all that. And then you just say yes, and I showed you that on my computer. If you're on an iPad, you just run the app. Okay. So, go ahead. I'm sure you can be a moderator on an iPad. I don't know, actually. I just discovered the app 2 days ago. Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever read Jonathan Zittrain? He wrote a book called The End of the Internet and How to Stop It. He writes about the appliance devices, like the iPad, for example, and the generative web, which lets in lots of viruses, but it also gives you a lot of control. Some people prefer that, but if you're running an appliance, it's kind of hard to branch out, but then you don't risk unexpected difficulties. But of course, because we're running a generative web product here, you have to be careful, so it gives you all kinds of warnings and things like that. Okay, so anyway, moderators, there's some interesting stuff here. They can control features available to participants. For example, I can turn off microphones or turn them on, or I can turn off the webcams, turn them on. Let's see, John, I'll just pick on John. I'll switch off your webcam so you can't use it. There we go. It disappeared. No, it should have disappeared. Application sharing permission is off. I can click there to give it back to you. If someone takes the mic, you know, I've got one mic at a time. If someone takes the mic and forgets to switch it off, I can mute them here as a moderator. That's convenient. You can eject participants. I've never had to do that. Well, sometimes you do have to do it, actually, if you're ending the session. So you have to get rid of the people in the room so moderators can do that. You can start and stop or pause the recordings if you decide you've got a sound problem, you want to troubleshoot it. You can pause the recording just by stopping it and then come solve the problem, then start the recording again so you can make pauses. One really important thing is that moderators can see all of the chats that are going on. So if you're talking back channeling about the moderator and what a crappy presenter he is, you know, then you got to be careful because it's visible, and also don't share any secrets here just because you think it's private. You can also make other participants moderators. For example, since we just picked on John, let's just make him a moderator. Okay, so I can give John moderator privileges. You should see a wider tool set now. You should have this whole tool set. Yeah, that was safe. Safe move on my part. Anybody with a PC want to become a moderator? Okay. Okay, so let's see. Moderator tools, I've been showing them as we go along. This is how you set minimum or maximum simultaneous talkers. This is how you start the recording. When you launch the program, it asks you if you want to start the program, or if I made you a moderator, if you had the PC version, then it would ask you if you want to start the recording, because it automatically does that. And the best thing to do is cancel at that point. There's no rush. You don't need to start your recordings right away. Okay, so moving. Neri is raising her hand. Right. Yes, Daniela. Yes, Neri. Yes, yes, Daniela. Sorry. Okay. How do you do that, by the way? Oh, it's got the icon for that. Yeah. Okay. I showed you also how to run the audio wizard. That's very important. You need to try to, if you're running sessions, you need to coach people to do that. So this is how you reserve the room. And you go to mycalendars.net. Well, actually, if you use the slide share version of this, all the hyperlinks work in the slide share version. Yeah. So it's at vances.slideshare.net. Basically, if you want to use it to make a reservation, you just bring up the calendar, find the date, click on the date. It brings up a pop-up window. You can do this without password. You just create an entry. Just put the time in GMT. There's a pull down to set the times, as you can see here. I think I should have a pointer. Why don't I got this? This is the marking tool is persisting. How do I get rid of that? Oh, no, stop. I shouldn't have done that. How do I get rid of this? Oh, okay. Anyway, that one should point. Let me point. Oh, here we go. There we go. Okay, so there we are. So you can, all the participants can see this now. Yeah. So you can select a date, and it brings up this pop-up window. And I always put where there's also a pop-up URL. If you go to the calendar and click on that, it brings up any URL you want it to go to. I generally bring up the URL for the Illuminate room, the Blackboard Collaborate room. Okay, and what can you do with Blackboard Collaborate? I've also already mentioned that there are EVO, Electronic Village Online sessions coming up. Those are originate from TESOL. They're part of the TESOL conference. They're a pre-part of the TESOL conference. They go on for 5 weeks before the conference. The idea originally, they started in 2001, and the idea originally was to get people online interacting when they go to the conference and they'd have things to do. You can see where all the sessions are. They start in January 12th, and about January 1st, you should be able to sign up for them. There are several. They're really, really good. They're probably the best free professional development on the planet, actually. And they're really seriously the moderators started training in November. We just finished a training month, and then they get their sessions ready. They're vetted. If somebody isn't on the ball, the session is not ready. We've actually rejected one or two, asked them to try again for next year. They didn't really spend the right amount of time with it, so they're vetted. And then there's also at TESOL, the CalIS, Computer Assisted Language Learning Interest Section, broadcasts from there using this WebHeads Illuminate room. I find it so hard to stop calling it Illuminate. It used to, anyway, Blackboard Collaborate room. And so there's a schedule here. So you can click there and you'll find the schedule. You can get that in the slideshare.net. And also, as I mentioned, learning together is every week. You can find something on. It's not always in Blackboard Collaborate, but another thing you can do, I sent you an email earlier, and I realize now that I conducted a poll, I found that no one really has done this before, but you can actually next year now, if you get yourself up to speed just a little bit, you could create, you can create a forum post at this conference and tag it to be a part of the conference. And they'll come along and look at it pretty quickly, and they'll accept it if it's okay. I do know someone, however, who didn't get it accepted. She actually found out that somebody tried to coach her through improving her presentation. She also sent it to me, and I helped her, and so then she got it accepted. So, but it's something that you can do if you want to do something like this. You can just put yourself down at a conference. This thing is for 3 days, 3 or 4 days, and around the clock, and it's got some phenomenal presentations. No one puts themselves down for a presentation for a worldwide audience unless they're really serious and they think they can do it and they think they got something to say. So that you're almost guaranteed that the presentations will be good. Okay, so this is a poll that I did on Socrative. I think I sent this around, but basically I found out, I asked people if they'd used Blackboard Collaborate before. Only one person who's in my office, but she'll remain anonymous, had used it before, and asked how often have you participated in online events, and half of you said once or twice, or three of you said occasionally, and are you interested in coming to such a session? Well, that was very positive. Everyone said they were interested, so I thought, okay, great, we'll do this, you know. Okay, so also, you can use it with students. I know we have to be careful with that. I'm not really encouraging that we do, but I have met, this is a lady named Dailin Chow, who teaches at the Republic of China Taipei Air Force Academy, and she has students, and she's been on Edmodo, and she's been trying to find cultural partners for her students. So what I've done is I met with her students a few days ago, but I've arranged Wednesday, if we can hold the schedule, for her to meet us. So next Wednesday, I think it's at 10 o'clock or 10 or 11 our time, 11 o'clock our time, we're scheduled for another PD session. We should, Dailin will be there. So that one we can probably actually do in our offices. Okay, Halima must have popped out for a minute. She's back now. That's pretty much all that I have to say. This is where you can get the slides, advancedslideshare.net. The session was recorded, so the recording URL, I'll send that around to you. It will be generated as soon as everyone leaves the session. Okay, so do you have any questions? Would you like to join me one Sunday? And you should make presentations. So many of you could do a presentation on Arabic, research into Arabic reading if you wanted, you know. So, yeah, at the moment, because of EVO coming up, all through January and February, we're booked, and we're going to TESOL in March. I think most of the slots are taken. Yeah, I plan to, yeah. And as I showed you, the TESOL interest section is also broadcasting during that week. But after the TESOL conference, there's almost nobody down. I don't think there's anybody down for some Second Life conference in March or something like that. But no one's on for April, May, or June, or next year. So there's plenty of spaces if you want to do a presentation. I'd be more than welcome. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. And for the recording, this is Vance Stevens and Al Ein signing off. And I always try to, when I make a recording, say the date is December 5th, 2013. Thank you very much.